From technology and acquisition to citizen services and mission execution, a culture shift is underway with federal government leaders increasingly seeking out solutions that disrupt the way business has traditionally been done. Here we connect with those government and industry leaders driving this change and delivering the real results in support of their agency mission. This is Keeping IT Brief. Joining me today is Aaron Stowell, the Vice President and CTO of CTAC. Thank you for joining me today, Aaron. Now, what unique value can a small integrator like CTAC bring to the federal cloud marketplace?
So because CTAC is a small business, and by a small business, I mean a company with over 45 employees with cloud experience and certifications. We have the ability to quickly assess and solution for a customer's unique cloud computing needs. I feel most cloud customer procurements and needs are a little different and often require architecting with dozens of different technologies. So even if we're talking about a single, solution with a single cloud service provider, such as Amazon Web Services, AWS, that's something that really requires pulling in multiple cloud SMEs from different areas of expertise in that cloud provider. So as a small business, I can walk down the hall, I can Slack my AWS machine learning expert, my AWS big data experts, or my cloud security SMEs and quickly assemble a team to bounce ideas around or validate an approach. I believe large integrators often have different business units, whether it's health, defense, data analytics, or artificial intelligence. And replying to an RFQ might take the collaboration of multiple business units. So this is an area I think small businesses can really shine. A small business with a single unified cloud practice has the flexibility and efficiency to respond to smaller and more time-sensitive cloud requests. That quite frankly might not be practical for a large business. Another thing that small businesses such as CTAC can provide is as a partner with government or industry, we can provide comprehensive and balanced transformation for other similarly sized organizations. CTAC has helped government offices, small businesses, and even large integrator business units transform their entire operation and mission with the use of cloud. This doesn't mean there isn't a place for large business offerings such as enterprise data analytics solutions or massive data center migrations. However, when you're talking about a 10 to 50 person organization looking for holistic and custom cloud transformations, a similar size cloud solution provider as a unified cloud practice is probably the best bet for a balanced cloud transformation.
Very good. Now, what challenges does a small business like CTAC face in the federal cloud marketplace?
Well, because we are still in the middle of proposal season, one challenge certainly is cloud quotes with missing variables. I always feel bad when we have to ask a contracting officer a bunch of questions, and this contracting officer is great at their job, but not a cloud architect, and stuck in between government program folks and a quoter such as CTAC, who are sometimes scratching their heads to figure out what the exact requirement is. I think it's easy for everyone to become frustrated and wondering why each party can't just do their part for what seems like a simple cloud quote. Unfortunately, CTAC's often in a spot where we have to choose between pricing out a real-world scenario or simply quoting what is on paper to make sure that we aren't priced out of the response. And unfortunately, this could mean pricing out cloud EC2 servers without storage or even a network without bandwidth transfer. And honestly, almost every client has changed their cloud requirements after award anyways, and that's just the elastic nature of cloud. Another challenge for a company like CTAC is large, generic BPAs and IDIQs. I think there's a trend to procure BPAs and IDIQs for generic cloud and DevSecOps solutions, and then the government putting out multi-year generic TOs on those vehicles. And one-size-fits-all contracts are not necessarily good for small businesses and not necessarily good for government efficiencies. So, you know, in my work, in my opinion, some of that work can be broken up into, you know, more specialized pieces of work. Another challenge that faces small businesses is the issue of size standards. Large business integrators have protested small businesses out of cloud resell or support procurements. And I also believe that there is some abuse when it comes to size standards during, you know, non-cloud procurements as well. That could be large graduated business continuing to use an old business, you know, schedule, and the SBA or a Small Business Administration or contract officers not necessarily working to enforce size standards at the time of RFP submissions.
Okay, so what recommendations or innovations would you suggest for government cloud procurements, especially for smaller programs?
So to address the first challenge that I called out, instead of putting out, you know, vague paper-based cloud procurements with that might turn into an endless e-buy QA cycle, it would be best for the government to you know, acknowledge that the cloud is elastic. And honestly, most organizations don't need a fixed price cloud quote. It's possible to make an award based on the qualification and past performance of the quoter. For example, CTAC is an advanced Amazon partner. We have the government competency, DevOps competency, and disaster response and public safety competency. When it comes to cloud pricing, it would be best for most cases the government to ask for a fixed discount off of cloud commercial rates. And then going on to describe the type of services and support that the government program needs on top of that cloud infrastructure, and including optional cleanse for cloud growth would still provide that elasticity needed to support, you know, that program as it grows. If a program really needs a detailed cloud quote prior to a procurement, in my opinion, it'd be best to, you know, have a, you know, separate contract just for that assessment. So even say building a proof of concept with infrastructure as code and making sure that code's available to offerors for any follow-on procurement. Another possible solution would be more use of industry days prior to the paper release of the RFP or cloud quote. This would be a time where experienced cloud solution providers could ask questions and quickly get to the bottom of an organization's needs. An RFP could even have a live collaboration session where, you know, offers work together to document the cloud specs prior to the full paper release of the RFP. When it comes to the challenges related to generic, large IDIQ BPAs, I think it would be in the government's best interest to break work up into smaller tasks. You know, the government wants industry to be agile and break pieces up and have small user stories. But then, you know, the government sometimes goes on to then create a large generic multi-year BPAs and then put out huge multi-year task orders. I think breaking the work into smaller contracts, smaller task areas will allow more specialized companies, especially small businesses, to really shine doing the work that they do best. Another idea is, instead of picking 10 companies that really do the same thing for one BPA or IDIQ multi-award vehicle, instead of awarding 10 companies that do the same thing, award a BPA to 10 companies that do one part of your mission really well and have those companies work together on task orders. Lastly, when it comes to design challenges, if you're evaluating whether a company can only do agile in 5 of 8, that's not true innovation that could be extracted and evaluated during a design challenge. Things like agile and 5 of 8 are best practices that anybody in the industry should be able to do, and honestly should be a condition of payment during the performance of the work. And that's the type of work that could probably be evaluated through a past performance. Design challenges, in my opinion, should really be about innovative ideas and proof of concepts, not watered down scrum cycles and exports of JIRA tickets. And then when it comes to small businesses and size standards, and I would like to remind the listeners that small businesses like SeaTac can and have delivered cloud solutions like Amazon, Azure, and Google. There's nothing that a large integrator does in the delivery of infrastructure as service when simply reselling or using Amazon, Azure, or Google. Saying that a small business can't support Amazon, Azure, or Google Cloud is really like saying a small business can't use Excel or Office 365 just because Microsoft is a large business. So in an integration contract, there's no real reason that there should be a size determination based on the fact that cloud is involved. Size determination for contracts should really be based on, staffing and support levels, not whether infrastructure as a service or, platform as a service is involved in the contract. And I think the Small Business Administration, the SBA, can really make a stand on this point and prevent the protesting of cloud resell or support procurements based on the fact that the ultimate cloud service provider is a large business. And then lastly, the SBA can really focus on figuring out how to prevent large businesses from masquerading as small businesses when they no longer meet SBA size standards at time of award.
Thank you for listening. For more podcasts by G2 Exchange Media, please visit www.fedhealthit.com and look for the podcast section at the top of the page. Music by Jam Studio, courtesy of Shutterstock Incorporated.